From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Ethiopia are strong partners on many issues, but is urging the government to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. In a news conference Monday with Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record, noting the country has lifted millions out of dire poverty, and said Ethiopia has played a vital role in fighting the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. The U.S. president also said he held frank discussions with the prime minister and said opening space for journalists and opposition voices will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. The White House has welcomed Turkey's increased focus and accelerated efforts against the Islamic State group in northern Syria and Iraq, and that has also targeted Kurdish separatist fighters, the PKK. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the United States welcomes Turkey's decision to launch airstrikes against IS targets and shares Ankara's view that the Kurdistan Workers' Party is a terrorist organization.
We encourage our different partners in this fight to work together, and we obviously have a good working relationship with the regional Kurdish government in northern Iraq, and so those lines of communication are open. Turkey has a right to take action related to terrorist targets.
Rhodes says he thinks Turkey's action can lead towards a broader and more effective effort to degrade IS safe havens across northern Syria and Iraq, but adds they will be working with a variety of partners to achieve this objective. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
You are listening to the news coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Gunmen have attacked a police station in the northern Indian state of Punjab near the Pakistan border, killing at least six people. Authorities say the heavily armed gunmen attacked a bus depot Monday before storming the police station in the town of Gurdaspur. Various news reports say at least two of the victims are civilians. The attackers have barricaded themselves in the barracks and engaged in a gun battle with police. News reports in India also say that police have discovered five bombs on railway tracks in the area. India's Home Minister Rajnath Singh told reporters he has ordered increased security along the border with Pakistan in response to the incident. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen are on hold Monday at the start of a five-day humanitarian truce, although intense ground fighting continues in some areas after Houthi rebels rejected the ceasefire. Rebel attacks were reported Monday in parts of the south of the country. The coalition that has been fighting the Iranian-allied Houthi Shiite rebels with air attacks for the past 4 months declared the temporary truce to allow badly needed emergency supplies into Yemen. The U.S. Special Envoy to the six-party talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program is meeting this week with officials in South Korea, China, and Japan to discuss restarting the long-stalled negotiations with Pyongyang to end its nuclear program. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul that this is the first such high-level diplomatic visit to the region since the Iran nuclear agreement was announced.
In Seoul Monday, Sidney Seiler, the U.S. Special Envoy for the six-party talks, said the U.S. is ready to negotiate a deal with Pyongyang as it had recently worked with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief.
The recent progress in our efforts at denuclearization with Iran provides an excellent example of the U.S. flexibility and willingness to engage with countries with whom we've had long-standing differences.
Washington continues to demand Pyongyang take actions to halt its nuclear development before any new talks can begin. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
A shootout at a wedding late Sunday in northern Afghanistan's Baghlan province left 21 people dead, several wounded. The clash broke out after a relative of a provincial police official was assassinated during the wedding party, the police chief of Dinsala told the Associated Press. He said hostilities between the two groups involved in the gunfight have been simmering for many years. An estimated 400 people had come to a private home for the wedding festivities, where officials said most of the dead were wedding guests between the ages of 14 to 60. Authorities said the bride and groom were safe. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.